You're listening to SBS News.
The second week of the Australian Open hasn't been a particularly fertile ground for the country's homegrown talent in recent times. But as this year's tournament turns into the home straight, there's a spring in the step among local fans as two of their favourites fly the flag. One of them is Ashley Barty, who dropped the second set to Alison Risk in their fourth round clash, but then broke her service twice in the third. A double fault to the American in the 10th game, sealing the win.
Wouldn't want it to end that way, but it's Barty who comes through with an Australia Day victory.
It's booked the world number one another place in the quarterfinals against Czech Petra Kvitova, who beat her in the corresponding match last year. The freshly crowned Young Australian of the Year telling the Nine Network she's looking forward to the return clash.
Yeah, I love Petra, but let's hope she doesn't break my heart on Tuesday night, I think, all Tuesday. But it's been an incredible year for me the last 12 months. It's been amazing. I'm just excited that I get another opportunity in a quarterfinal of Grand Slam. You don't get those every week, so I'm really excited.
Nick Kyrgios did it the hard way on Saturday night, squandering chances to seal the match in the third and fourth sets before finally overcoming 16th seed Russian Karen Khachanov in a tense fifth set tiebreak.
That's wide, Kyrgios does it! What an epic! 6-7, 6-6, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7,
At his post-match media conference, the Australian could barely contain a look of exhaustion as he reflected on one of his most famous victories.
That was definitely one of the craziest matches I've ever been a part of. It was insane. Having a match point in the third, having a match point in the fourth, and then 8-7 down, I was like, I had all the thoughts. I thought I was going to lose. And I was thinking about everything. I was thinking about the media, if I'd lost, everything. And then, yeah, it was crazy.
But he sparked up considerably when asked about his next matchup, world number one Rafael Nadal.
I'm super excited, honestly. Playing one of the greatest tennis players on centre court at your own slam is pretty damn cool. But yeah, I've got a lot of time before now and then, so I've got to do the right things because obviously it's going to be another physical battle and nothing comes easy with him. He had a pretty relatively routine match today, so he's going to be feeling good. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's why you play, I guess.
With tennis dominating the summer sport headlines, cricket has been forced to take something of a second billing. But the action on the pitch is set to step up a notch this week with the Big Bash final starting. One of the teams that won't be participating in the playoffs is last year's champions, the Melbourne Renegades, who remain firmly stuck at the bottom of the table. And a weekend century to captain Aaron Finch wasn't enough to give his team a rare win. The Sixers chasing down their target of 176 with 8 balls to spare, thanks to an unbeaten 66 from Steve Smith. His test teammate Matthew Wade was also in good form, smashing an unbeaten 130 off just 61 balls, as the Hobart Hurricanes posted an imposing 1 for 217 off their 20 overs. Opponents the Adelaide Strikers mounting a brave challenge, falling just 11 runs short of the massive target. The Sydney Thunder beat the Perth Scorchers in a rain-shortened match at home, and the top-of-the-ladder Stars suffered their third loss in a row. It was a much-needed win for the Brisbane Heat, star import AB de Villiers leading the way with a 37-ball 71.
We've been under the pump in the last few games. We haven't played good cricket at all. I think about tonight it was just nice to get the basics together. Get a few partnerships going with the bats in hand and also with the ball. I think the guys seem to be very hungry in the field, which is always a great sign of good things to come. So hopefully more of that in the next few games.
No inconsistency, though, from the ladder-leading Sydney Kings in the National Basketball League, posting another win and all but sewing up the minor premiership with an 18-point blowout over fierce rivals Melbourne United. The loss striking another blow to United's finals chances. The Brisbane Bullets bounced the Adelaide 36ers, and there was a gripping pair of one-point thrillers for the fans. The Cairns Taipans over the South East Melbourne Phoenix, and the Perth Wildcats over the New Zealand
Breakers. New Zealand get the ball. 4 seconds to play. Jordan Nata gives it to Delaney. They turn it over, and Perth prevail. New Zealand don't get a shot away with the game on the line.
It was also a high-scoring thriller in the A-League when the two Uniteds, Western and Adelaide, clashed at Melbourne's Witten Oval. There were a flurry of goals in the first 20 minutes, with three to the visitors and one to Bessart Berisha for the home side. Two strikes to Western either side of half-time levelled the scores. Then in the 79th minute, with commentary courtesy of Fox
Sports... got numbers here. It's Konstantopoulos! Oh! What an effort that was from Nathan Konstantopoulos. Fresh off the bench, enters his name onto the score sheet in this topsy-turvy contest. And the Reds lead once again 4-3.
And 4-3 it remained. Disappointment for Western United, as there was for the other two Victorian teams over the weekend. Melbourne City could only manage a nil-all draw with Perth Glory, while Victory fell once again to its nemesis, Sydney FC. The 3-0 scoreline making Costa Barbarousis' visit to his former home ground a particularly satisfying one, after trading his navy blue jersey for a sky blue one.
Pretty good, it can't get much better, to be honest. I thought we were brilliant tonight for most part. We controlled the game, the tempo of the game. Of course, with the quality they've got, they created a few chances, but you see how dangerous we are with when we keep the ball a little bit and move it. We opened teams up and we took our chances tonight. They do have some quality on the side, but I think our quality showed.
Quality at which Victory winger Andrew Naboo could only marvel.
And that's why they're top of the league. You know, they waited for us to make an error and pounced on it, and they've got obviously the quality to finish them off, and you know, it's what they've been doing all season. It's what they did again tonight. So, you know, I guess we started off well. Like you said, first half we were pretty solid. We created a couple of chances, and but yeah, I just think that we weren't clinical in front of goal again, and you know, we allowed them to pounce on our mistakes and capitalise.
Better news for Victory, though, in the W League, finishing on the positive of a 3-0 score sheet in its clash with Canberra United. A fourth win in a row for the reigning premiers, putting them well in contention for another finals berth, with just 3 rounds remaining. Gareth Borum, SBS News.